Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of
Josh Turner with the National Anthem this morning. Cutter and Cheyenne, rain on and off today. And I start that phrase with on and off because we do have a little bit of rain this morning. It'll let up and then more rain later on this afternoon. Highs near 71. Thank you for the text from the 623 and from the 602 reminding us, Cheyenne, even though it's pointed just to me, reminding us that there was 86 days left until monsoon season.
I love it.
Yeah, that Texas can't let you forget, Gunner.
Nope, absolutely not.
As hard as I try to forget, y'all will remind me. And we love you for it.
Yes.
Thanks for having us on. Here's your morning riddle. You ready?
Yep.
I have no life.
Okay.
But I can die. What am I? I have no life, but I can die. What am I? If you think you know it, you can text us at 22108. I have no life, but I can die. What am I? The correct answer to the morning riddle, 6 minutes away here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Were you able to figure out the answer to the morning riddle? A lot of you did get it correct as I look at the text screen. Guesses are coming in at 22108. Cheyenne did write an answer down.
I did.
Correct guess. Confidence level.
7 out of 10.
Fellow, you peeled out from a red light there. 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. Some of the incorrect guesses to the riddle, which is I have no life, but I can die. What am I? I have no life, but I can die. What am I? Text of the 480, a fictional character. Incorrect. Text of the 425, a thought. Incorrect. Where's the first part of this text? Hang on. Text of the 605, tacos, because I can kill some tacos, is incorrect.
That's funny.
Text of the 480, dreams, incorrect.
Wow, that sounds so morbid and sad.
Text of the 480, a vehicle, incorrect. Text of the 602, my ex, no. Text of the 602, myself, no.
Oh.
Text of the 480, a story, no. Text of the 480, a ink pen, no. I have no life, but I could die. What am I? Text of the 832, a cell phone, incorrect. Text of the 480, a t-shirt. Maybe like tie-dye in a t-shirt?
Yeah, yeah. It's
incorrect.
Gotta be.
Incorrect. All right. I have no life, but I could die. What am I, Cheyenne?
I went with a battery.
A battery is your guess.
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
really?
Been a while since you've had it correct.
Wow.
I gotta reach far over there for that bell. It's kind of way out of my reach now. It's been a little bit since you've got one. But a battery's right. I have no life, but I can die. What am I?
Wow.
I'm impressed, Cheyenne.
So am I.
Nicely done. If you got it correct, nicely done to you as well. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country.
From the
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, there are two words that can be said by a wife, by a girlfriend, whatever, to a man that will give them, you know, a couple different feelings. Maybe three different feelings. All right. The feelings are terror, the fear, the another feeling is joy, and the other feeling is
That is oddly accurate.
Yeah. And those two words are I'm late, coming from your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, right? Your significant other. And that is the situation that I'm in right now with my wife. She, you know, told me on Saturday that she's late when it comes to her lady stuff, you know, that visit that happens once a month.
Her cycle, yes.
Her cycle. And, you know, and in my mind, I'm like, well, I had a vasectomy a couple of years ago. There's no way. There is no way that a baby is a possibility here.
Nay, nay, sir.
I know. You know, I brought this up later yesterday morning. It was like 8 o'clock hour yesterday. And a lot of people were texting in that vasectomies, they get reversed all the time, not by a doctor. They heal themselves all the time. It's the human body's natural want to procreate.
Yes.
Right? So you go to the doctor and they solder a tube, you know, and now and you think it's done. You know, no babies for me in my future.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on me, apparently. So we'll see. You know, she's only, I don't know, a little under a week late at this point.
Uh-huh.
you know?
But has she ever been late? Like, is it usually pretty...
I don't know. Good question. I don't know why she chose this last weekend to tell me
right. If
that is the case. You know, I think she's been, for the last couple of years, been pretty regular.
Yeah.
You know, but then all of a sudden, she's late.
I wonder if she feels, because she's had two babies. You guys have two kids. And I wonder, like, if she feels like she is, and she's just not saying anything.
She says she feels like she is on it, but there's been no evidence of that, if you know what I mean. But, you know, so until that happens, you know, you got to kind of be careful. You know, I mean, as much as we don't want to start over with a newborn, I don't want no, you know, diapers and crying and being up at all hours of the night and stuff like that. That's all behind us, man. My kids sleep like babies. They go to bed at 7.
When they go to bed.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. You know, I don't ever get awoken in the middle of the night. You know?
Right.
So I just don't want to deal with that. I don't want to hit that reset button. I don't.
How are you feeling now? Like, how do you feel today? Knowing that it does happen more frequently than we realized.
I don't know, Cheyenne. I'm just one of those go with the flow. I mean, I have my opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to hit the reset button, you know, but as somebody pointed out on text yesterday, you know, God's got other plans.
Yep.
You know, if it happens, it's meant to be. You know, we'll roll with it. That if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, as FGL and BB Rexa say. It's meant to be. But yesterday, you know, you went off to Target, and there's a video on our Instagram of Cheyenne going to Target and picking out boy clothes and everything else because she's got baby fever. She's excited.
The closest person
to her, pretty much, yep. right, is me. And, you know, and if I end up with a baby, you're excited.
Yes, very excited.
And my kids are excited. They've always wanted a little brother. And, you know, we've broken the news to them that that's never going to happen. But never say never.
that should be your philosophy in life from now on.
So I had them write down, because they were just kind of throwing out names as to what we can name the baby. I said, go write them down, you know, and then I'll bring them into work tomorrow. So some of the names, and they're all boy names, because they want a little brother.
Okay.
Chris, okay. Aiden, Levi, Alex, Jackson, Max, Steven, Billy, Keith, Thomas, and Cameron. That comes from my oldest daughter.
Oh, I like those.
My six-year-old. I think she just copied some of the names that Kaylin had. Billy, Steven, Max. Then she's got Jackie. J-A-C-K-Y. Jackie. Like a Jack, like a little Jack.
Yeah.
Aiden, Chris, and Tom.
I like those names.
Tom.
Well, Thomas. I like the name Thomas. I think that's a nice name.
A little boy, a little baby boy named Tom. This seems weird.
It's kind of like Garth. Like, this is my baby Garth.
I know. Like one of those names.
Yeah.
Text the 503 team, team baby, hashtag baby gunner. No.
I'm here for it.
Text with the 602. I had a vasectomy 7 years ago. My wife was late, went to the doctor, came back with an ultrasound and a due date. We were shocked. And then her time showed up. What?
What?
Well, if you came back with an ultrasound and a due date, how can your time show up? Aunt Flo. Answer the door. That's what happened, it sounds like.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
Text with the 602, not to scare you more, but when you're pregnant, you should get your cycle. You feel like you're on it, but it's cramping of your uterus stretching for the baby. I don't know. I refuse to go get a pregnancy test. I just kind of want to, you know, her to, I want to come home one day or get a text from her here, you know, this morning or tomorrow or whatever that I started. Those are the two words I want. Those right now are the two words that I want, Cheyenne. I started.
I can't wait to go buy some cigars and smoke some cigars with you. No, congratulations, no, Dad.
No. If you have a comment on this, you can text us at 22108. Here's EVV.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I should flip a coin, figure out what I should do today, Cheyenne, when it comes to my wife and her being late on her cycle. I instead of just kind of letting this roll out, which is kind of what I have a tendency to do, you know, just kind of, you know, shelve it. What happens, happens, you know. Let's just kind of put any ease any fear, ease any stress that may be rolling around and just go buy that pregnancy test and figure out the results today. And just
honestly,
put it all to bed. You know,
you don't want any more kids so badly that I'm surprised you haven't. You did it like immediately find a pregnancy test.
Because I mean, she told me I'm late on Saturday, you know, and, you know, it didn't hit me right away, you know, until she said that, I was thinking it might be pregnancy. You know, because I mean, I had a vasectomy 2 years ago.
Right.
Like, it's impossible. No, it's impossible. But yeah, that it crossed her mind. It's just
how did she sound when she said that?
What do you mean, how did she sound? What's up with all the questions? I don't how did she sound?
I mean,
there's only so many questions you can ask when it comes to this.
No, I just
so
mean,
now, like high-pitched voice, low-pitched voice? What do you mean?
Did she sound excited? Or does she sound...
Neither of us want the baby.
I know, but there's just something about pregnancy that just, you know, we're made to reproduce.
If she's pregnant, she will embrace it. Okay? You know, and like I said, I mean, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. All right, we're going to embrace it. We'll have to go buy a crib. We got to buy everything all over again.
We got to restart over.
No way. That's stressing me out, Cheyenne. Just thinking about it. So yeah, I think once we get out of here, I'll go get that pregnancy test and hand it to her and be like, you do the honors, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, because you can't do it.
All right, we'll see. I'll report back. You know, a lot of name suggestions are coming in. Let's see. Text for the 503. Boy name, Bart or Barry? I don't know where Bart or Barry plays into this.
Great names. Love it.
Bart?
I'm joking.
When you choose a name for your kids, you got to kind of run it through the bully meter, right? The whole bully thing, right? So Bart, Fart, you know, you don't want your kid being bullied at school.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Bart, Fart didn't cross your mind?
It's just an old man name. Bart.
Text from the 805. Since your name is Gunner, you should name him Archer.
Oh, that's cute.
Text of the 480, April Fools is coming up. She's setting me up for a good one. I would be impressed.
So would I.
Yeah, she does not have that kind of, what's the word for it? It's not motivation. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Tenacity?
I don't know. Just that...
Will?
The will to go and try and pull something off like this.
Yeah.
Not the best liar.
No, she's really not.
No,
though.
So for her to try and pull this as a April Fool's prank, there's no way.
She's not a pranker.
No, like, she's not.
And not at all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that being the case at all. Not at all.
Text of the 602, you should have your wife go buy one right now and then tell us the results within the hour. No, you tune in tomorrow.
That's what we call a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's what we call a tease. Details on how to win Country Thunder tickets coming up next here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Man, so much baby talk last couple of days. It's kind of driving me nuts, Cheyenne. We're going to figure out this tonight. You know, we're going to figure out if my wife's pregnant or not. You know, kind of mentioned she's late, out of vasectomy. There's no way, but I guess it's possible. So anyway, you know, breaking this news yesterday, Cheyenne got all excited. She went to Target. And started picking out boy clothes and that, you know, and she posted a reel doing that on her Instagram at Gutter and Cheyenne. Kind of funny. It's hilarious. You know?
It's funny.
You got baby fever.
I do.
You know?
Yeah.
And if I got a baby on the way, which, fingers crossed, that didn't happen. But you're getting all excited,
yep.
You know? So we'll figure out later on today if we're going to be crushing your hopes and dreams.
I would be so sad.
Having a new little baby as a part of this family. But while you were at Target yesterday, scoping it out, you know, picking out clothes and congratulations cards and balloons and everything else.
Yeah.
You were at the checkout line. What happened?
So I'm at the checkout line and the lady in front of me who was should have like walked away, I noticed was not walking away. And she looks at me.
So she should have walked away because she finished her purchase.
Yep. Okay. And I was moving forward and she looks at me and she looks at Easton and she goes, does he like hamsters? So I like shook my head yes, because you know what, 6-year-old doesn't like hamsters. And she proceeds to pull a hamster ball and a hamster out of her purse.
And it's in the ball?
It's in the ball. And it's like white little like fluffy bedding stuff. And she's like, here, look. So she's like, you know, moving this stuff out of the way and showing Easton.
No, hang on. So it's in a ball and it's in there with bark and everything too?
Yes.
Like she's got a whole little home for
it. It's like its own little ecosystem in a travel case.
Yeah.
And then to make matters worse, because Easton obviously is intrigued by the hamster, she goes, would you like to take it home with you?
She's trying to give you a hamster.
I'm sorry. All right. What?
All right. You got a six-year-old who does not have a pet at home that no. I'm sure would love to have a pet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He would love to have something.
So here's a hamster being offered to you for free, I'm assuming, right?
I didn't want the hamster enough to even ask. I shot it down immediately.
What'd you say?
I said, no, thank you, though. We're good.
Easton had to have tossed a fit.
No, he actually didn't.
He didn't?
No, he didn't toss a fit. He was just like, but I want it. It was very sad.
You had to drag your kid out of Target because you said no to a toy. And he was tossing. You shared that story. And Everybody was looking at you. You felt like a bad parent, all this other stuff, right? And then there's a hamster in his hand. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's growing up, Cheyenne.
I know. I'm just looking at me being a great parent. Yeah. It was weird, though, start to finish.
He learned he must have had his rear end whooped upon the mom that after that time that you drug him out of that Target store. Because for him to just hand the hamster back over and not toss a fit about having he was moments away from being able to take a hamster home with him.
Yep.
And he did not toss a fit.
He did not toss a fit. I can neither confirm nor deny that a butt whooping was handed the day at Target. But also, he was very tired at Christmas time. Like, I'm gonna cut him some slack. Hang on.
Okay,
on that.
So now we're flying back. Okay, so when he was drug out of the Target store, it was around Christmas
time. Yes, it was Christmas time. He had been at school all day. Yesterday, he was at school. Like, he's a very good kid, okay? Him screaming in Target was like a one-off. He's very well behaved.
Love how you're defending him right now at this moment.
I am going to defend him.
All right. So you had an opportunity to grow your family, Cheyenne, even though growing it with a little rodent, you know, it's still growing your family, right? But I'm wondering if anybody has ever added to your family because you were offered an animal in front of your kids. Cheyenne.
I shot it down.
I'm impressed with Easton's attitude. I really am. But has this happened to you? You know, maybe you're out in front of the Target. Maybe you're out in front of the Fry's. Maybe you're out in front of, you know, fill in the blank. Somebody's got some free kittens. Somebody's got some free puppies. Somebody's got, a hamster in a wheel. In her purse. And pulls it out, you know? Like a magician with the roses.
It was. It was like pulling a rabbit out of her hat. 100%.
Have you ever added to your family in this way? Text us at 22108. What was the animal? What was the situation? How did that happen? I would love to hear it. Text us at 22108. Your texts are coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Cheyenne almost made it out those doors of Target before a woman pulled a hamster out of her purse at the checkout line.
So weird.
After seeing Cheyenne's six-year-old son standing there. Kids love little animals. Kids love, you know, hamsters, guinea pigs, you know, fill in the blank. They love animals. So she knew that. She pulled this little hamster out of her purse, handed it to the six-year-old, and said, do you want it? Cheyenne said no. Cheyenne said Easton had no problem handing the hamster back, which I'm kind of blown away by that a six-year-old did not toss a fit.
I mean, he was upset. Like, he was bummed. I'm not going to say it was, like, completely emotionless. He was just like, okay. He, like, handed it back and was like, but I want it.
I'll go back to my boring life. Had the opportunity to make it so exciting with a hamster.
With a hamster.
Oh, I don't know how, you know, my sister has a hamster. And whenever we go up there for the holidays and stuff like that, I don't know, man. You got to clean the cage. Same with a fish.
Yeah.
You gotta clean the tank. You know, I had a goldfish growing up. My parents had a goldfish. I think I had one at the fair. And they actually let me bring it home. And We put it in a tank, and the fish got bigger and bigger, you know, because, I mean, goldfish, they just got to adapt to their surroundings.
Yeah.
So it ended up being, like, a good-sized goldfish, but I remember I never did it, you know, and that's part of the reason why we don't have animals right now is because kids don't clean the cages.
Right.
Kids don't clean up after the animals. And I don't want to do it. Heck, I don't even want another baby to change a diaper. You know, I need to clean up after an animal.
Exactly.
You know? And my wife's the same way. You know, that's why we don't have an animal in the house, you know? But yeah, I do remember my parents having to clean out the tanks and the cages and stuff like that. Something I just don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, you don't have animals either. So, I mean, that's just kind of another task to add on to your busy schedule.
Yes.
So you said no. But the question is, has this happened to you? And did you add to your family because somebody offered you a pet? And a lot of people have. Text of the 480. If a dog is seen without an owner, my parents just adopted them. We have seven dogs. Two of those are 130-pound Great Danes. We also have a pig.
Oh, my gosh.
Some people just can't say no to animals. You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you do you. You know?
Just not me.
They got
it's
a
not
heart,
for me.
Heart for those furry critters or scaly critters or whatever you got, you know? Text with the 602. I got a hamster for my birthday at like 10. 2 weeks later, we had six hamsters. I don't know if that's the hamster giving birth or if they just kind of added because
I'm going to assume the hamster was pregnant when they got it. Yeah.
Text the 331. We had a dog walk up to our front door and my daughter saw him. She was two and she said, Grinch. So now we added a fifth dog to our family named Grinch.
That is trusting. I would not bring a dog into the house like that. No way.
Especially with kids around.
Yeah.
Just don't know what that dog's been through.
And, exactly. You know. That's not for me.
Text at the 602. I got suckered at the dollar store to take home a kitten, which is now named Dolly and has a perfect pet. It is a perfect pet, I'm assuming. Where would you go to just drop kittens? Dollar store?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I've always had, like, all my animals have always been fixed. So I've never been in a situation to have to get rid of them.
Well, I've never seen that in real life where somebody's got, like, a box of kittens outside of a store.
I saw it yesterday. Not kittens, but puppies.
Outside of a store?
Yeah, they were in the parking lot at Walmart just chilling with a sign that said puppies.
What kind of puppies?
I don't know. I didn't go look.
Were they golden noodles?
I just told a hamster fiasco. You think I'm going to go deal with puppies? No. Absolutely not.
Text the 480. We went to a birthday party and their tortoise had 20 babies and they were showing the kids and ended up leaving with two.
Oh my God.
Tortoises?
They don't do much.
Well, yeah.
They don't do much.
You'd have to get a rabbit. If you get a tortoise, you got to get a rabbit.
A hare.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're called. It's hares, right? Yeah. You got to get the tortoise and the hare. It's good stuff. Hey, I've kept
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand. Riding roads on a night like this. Just riding roads on a night like this.
How old were you when you finally felt like an adult? Like that, the Thomas Rhett song, you know, when you're growing up, you're always looking forward to that milestone.
Yeah.
Right? 16, you're driving. 18, you're buying cigarettes. And scratch tickets. 21, you're drinking and off to Vegas, you know? But at what point for you in your life, did you finally feel like an adult? For me personally, I think I was in my 20s. I would say when I moved to Rapid City, South Dakota, I think I was 28, 27. Rapid City, South Dakota was my first radio job where I moved away from home. You know, loaded up the old 1999 Dodge Durango with all of our wedding gifts because we had just gotten married.
Yeah. Like,
I moved a month before our wedding date. You know, my sister and I loaded the U-Haul and headed out to Rapid City, drove all night, 20 some odd hours to get there. And, you know, and then being there, getting our apartment, getting everything all set up, then going home, getting married, going on the honeymoon, loading up the Durango when we got back for the honeymoon and drove from Seattle to Rapid City again. You know,
and, such a commitment from your wife. Will you marry me and then move to South Dakota?
Well, she'd never moved out of her parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, so when we got engaged and got married, she was still living with her parents. She was a good girl. You know, not that if you move out, you're bad, but I'm just saying, you know, she was one of those.
Yeah.
You know?
So what was it about that move that made you feel like an adult?
Just being out, you know, starting that career away from home.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting out of my parents' house, her getting out of her parents' house, us starting our life together. You know, we didn't have family around. It was just her and I.
Right.
Taking on the world out of the Midwest.
Braving the colds.
Yeah. It was brutal sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that that's when I finally felt like an adult at 28. If I had to guess for you, Cheyenne, it would probably be like 3 weeks ago when you moved into your house. Yeah. First time home buyer.
No, that didn't. I mean, yes, it's a very adult thing to do, but that didn't really make me feel like an adult. Actually, because like the reality is you can have pretty decent credit and a decent job and buy a house at any age. It's not like doing adult things doesn't make you an adult.
Okay, so then my second assumption would be you popping out a baby.
No, also no? Because you can have babies doing something very adult and still not be an adult.
Okay.
I don't think I felt like I was actually becoming an adult until probably about 2 years ago.
2 years ago? What? Why 2 years?
I just think that I really, 2 years ago, I was here in Phoenix and I've been on my own for a little while. And I think that I really just found who I was and I became responsible in ways that I have never been responsible. I learned money management. I learned just how to respond differently to different situations because I don't feel that doing adult things makes you an adult. I think that how you handle life and who you become as a person is what makes you an adult. And I just don't feel like I really hit that stride until a couple years ago.
So 31, 30.
About 29, 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're kind of the same ballpark.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just we've lived two very different lives.
Yeah. But I mean, we were ahead of the curve. According to this survey here, it says most adults under 40 don't have a handle on the whole adulting thing.
That's
most adults sad. Under 40. You did it at 29. I got it at 28.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Is it sad?
I think so.
But why do we have to grow up, Cheyenne?
No, that's very true. That's very true.
I think that's kind of what keeps you youthful, having that, you know, that young mentality.
I mean, you could still be an adult and have that young mentality. It's just be smart about what you're doing. Make smart decisions. No money management. Plan for your future because your future's coming, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait till you're 40. Could you imagine being your age right now and not having any retirement? Could you imagine that? Not knowing what you're going to, like, no savings? Don't be that person.
Text with the 602, when I was 47, that is when I felt like I was an adult. First time living on my own. 47.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Kind of curious if this is, you know, bodes true here in the valley. At what age did you feel like you were an adult? Text us at 22108. Cheyenne's got a dad joke coming up. Here's Luke Combs, Camel Country.
We been burning both ends, keeping the lights on. So I've been thinking we need a little time alone.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I think there's a time in everybody's life where you kind of step on the scale or look in the mirror and you're like, oh man, gotta let myself go a little bit.
Time to make some changes.
Time to make some changes. Yeah. You know, and I just avoid all mirrors and scales, Cheyenne. So I
mean, that's one way to do it, I guess.
But there's one guy in Nashville. His name is Kevin McGinnis. And this story, made news a couple of weeks ago. We brought it up on the air about what he's planning on doing. And he is with us on the phone this morning. And he stepped on the scale. He did not like what he saw. And he wanted to lose some weight. And Kevin, I mean, what made you want to do like a McDonald's diet? What made you want to go that route?
Well, first it was the 240. So I was at 238 pounds. And somewhere along the line, I don't remember where, but I remember reading that your waistline is your lifeline. And if you're over 40 inches as a man, then that's like a death sentence. You want to definitely get your waistline below 40 inches. Now, I know 240 isn't the same as 40 inches, but when I saw 238, about to be 240, that was a stop, drop, and roll moment of I'm done. That we're not getting there. And so,
well, I never heard that. Have you heard?
I've never heard the 40 inches.
Because I mean, I'm creeping. You know, I was at 34, 35, now 36 on the waistline. I'm getting close. That's scary.
I'm concerned for you now. I'm concerned.
All right. There you go.
All right.
So that was the call to action for me, was like, this has to stop. And I was a professional cowboy. I rode saddle bronc, bulls, team rope, and cap rope. But there was a time when I was riding bulls that I actually had a bull stick his horn on my jaw, break it in two places, and I got wired shut. You're wired shut for 6 weeks. On the fifth week, I was riding a saddle bronc, got kicked in the other side, broke my jaw again. So I was 11 weeks straight, wired shut, drinking milkshakes and mashed potatoes. I mean, anything you could throw in a blender, they try and get food in.
Right.
And I was already a fit 175, and I dropped 25 pounds over that 11-week period. So I know for a fact that if I reduce the amount of going into my body, there's going to be a reduction on my waistline as well.
Yeah.
And so the idea of going to Big Mac or going to McDonald's, though, is I'm a bigger guy. My name's McGinnis, so Big Mac is a nickname that's been thrown out. I'm like, why not embrace that? It'll get me out of the house, away from what my problem was, which was sitting in the Zoom, jumping up out of my desk, running into the kitchen, grabbing some food, then having full meals, going back for seconds, just all the easy access to food.
Yeah.
And by getting out of the house and embracing this idea of, let me eat three meals a day, smaller meals, but get out of the house to go do it. Why not go ahead and use McDonald's? Because I like McDonald's.
So it's not about what you eat. It's about portion control.
It is totally about portion control and seek the heat before I eat. So what that means is I wait in between meals until I've got that burn in my stomach that, you know, some people call it a growl, other people call it hunger pangs.
Yeah.
So people ask, well, aren't you hungry on this diet? Well, three times a day I am, because I wait until I'm hungry, not my mind saying, oh, I want that cake or I want that. My stomach actually having turned on my incinerator where I've burned off the food I've eaten, the smaller meal. It's now been 5-6 hours later. My body's actually pulling from my fat reserves. That's what that burn is saying. Hey, I want real food again. So if I don't give it immediately, it's going to pull some fat reserves. Now I go ahead and eat. On top of that, I'm good because I've burned off everything I ate from that morning.
And right.
What are you eating at McDonald's? Eating the burgers and the fries or what?
So it is the entire menu. I mean, apple fritters, McFlurries, Big Macs, double quarter pounders with cheese. I actually have created a couple sandwiches. So I made the McMelody, which is the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. But I swap out the sausage with the crispy chicken, add some bacon to it.
Oh.
It is delicious.
But you're only eating half of that. You're eating half of that, like half the hash brown or...
Half the sandwich, half the hash browns, half the dessert, and then even the other half for the next meal. So I'm eating three meals a day, but half of what they serve me at each meal.
So, yeah, so that helps financially a little bit, too, when you spread it out that way, right?
It's averaging $5 a meal or less when I use the dollar menu or the app.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right, so now your goal was to eat nothing but McDonald's for 100 days. How many days in are we?
29 days as of this morning, and the bigger question, 26 and a half pounds down.
Are you supplementing with like veggie pills and stuff like that? Because I feel like you could feel a little sluggish eating all that fried food and stuff.
The reality is, since I'm never overeating it, I'm never sluggish. In fact, I'm burning fat three times a day, so I'm actually using pure energy from my body. So my energy levels are through the roof. I'm taking no supplements, no vitamins. And when I say I wanted to isolate portion control, I wanted to isolate portion control.
Yeah.
There has not been a calorie that's gone in my body if it didn't come through a McDonald's window or a counter.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Not even a breath mint, literally.
All right. That is Kevin McGinnis. You can find him on TikTok, Instagram, Big Mac Coaching, if you kind of want to follow his journey. It's interesting.
It is very interesting.
My issue with like only eating half the fries is they're not as good, you know, like when you reheat them up.
Oh, agreed.
You know, they're only good like when they're fresh.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'd probably end up just like throwing the other half of the meal away and they just go. I mean, I'd be wasting money.
That would be such a waste.
It would be a waste of money, but I don't know. But good luck to Kevin. Tuesday Confessions is coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, today is Tuesday. It is time for Tuesday Confessions. And the theme today is spiciest workplace rumors. Came across this online where people were sharing, you know, stories under a decoy name or whatever, right? I'm like, that's a great one for Tuesday Confessions. So you can text us anonymously, no names, no area codes, the spiciest workplace confession you got. What rumor is going around the workplace right now? What's everybody talking about?
I am ready for these because the workplace, like, you spend more time at work than you do at home for some
people. Almost, yeah. A lot of people do. For sure.
Drama.
So what is going down at work? Texts are coming in. Text. I hooked up with patients for reviews because I was a new hire and I wanted myself to look good.
What?
Patients hooked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little for the patients. Okay, I'll do this for you, but you got to leave me a good review on Yelp.
I get it. Oh, boy. That is spicy.
Hey, you know, when you're starting from the ground level, Cheyenne, you got to do something to kind of make yourself shine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something that sticks you out from the rest.
I don't get why Billy's getting so many five-star reviews. That's crazy. text. One time I was working at, this place is omitted, even though they included it. I'm going to leave it out. I was working at, fill in the blank, and there was this female there that was super attracted to me. And every now and then we would run into each other in the hallway and we would make out.
Oh.
But it never went further than that. And at the time, I had no idea she was married.
Oh, boy.
When I ended up finding out a couple of months later, she ended up admitting to me that she was married and her relationship was in turmoil. But nothing, sure but nothing transpired. After that, it's been about 10 years and she's still married to the same guy. Poor guy.
So much turmoil. Jeez. That would be weird to make out with your coworker in the hallway.
Yeah?
Like, that would just be odd.
Well, I mean, if you're attracted to each other, you know, and you're in the hallway and nobody else is there, your little quick little lip smackaroo there and,
no,
you know, little bump and away you go on your day.
Stop.
text, in high school, I used to work as a hostess at Outback. There was a waitress. We'll call her Emma. She was super quiet, seemed fairly normal. Well, as a hostess, it's your responsibility to answer all the phone calls that come in.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would always get these weird, suspicious phone calls from random people for Emma. The other hostesses and I would always be kind of freaked out by them and always kind of thought that she had some weird past that no one knew about. Eventually, Emma got fired for stealing money from the back and taking other employees' tips. Turns out she was running a secret drug ring. Oh my gosh. At the Outback Steakhouse.
At the Outback Steakhouse.
Bloomin' onions and drugs. All right, if you got a confession for us, we'd love to hear it. Anonymously, you can text us at 22108.
Last night we let the liquor.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, what dirt do you got? What is that spiciest workplace rumor that's going around? Tuesday Confessions today. No names, no area codes. You can text us what's going on, that rumor that's going around the workplace. You text it to us at 22108. We'll get to a few more here and then kind of move along for the morning. Some good stuff coming in, Cheyenne.
I'm excited.
Text. Well, that one of our employees' wife... Let me start over. That one of our coworkers' wife is a sugar baby and says that the hundreds of dollars that she gets from a guy at the restaurant slash bar she works at is just a friend. So the rumor for all the money that she is getting is that she is a sugar baby when she is a wife of somebody, as it mentions, the coworker's wife, going and hanging out. With another guy,
yeah,
kind of getting compensation for it.
Ooh, boy. I mean, to each their own. If it works out for you, if it works for you guys, it works for you guys.
It mentions hundreds of dollars.
That's not enough for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's enough.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thousands?
Yeah.
Tens of thousands?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Text, I sold the pet monkey to a coworker. That coworker just happened to be my ex-husband. So, had a monkey, put it up for sale. The person who committed to buying it just happened to be the ex-husband?
I don't know.
What? Well, selling a monkey is illegal, first of all, right?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it.
text, Tuesday Confessions, spiciest workplace rumors is what we're looking for this morning. Text, I used to work at a hotel here in Phoenix as a houseman.
Okay.
Houseman.
Like a housekeeper, basically.
Okay. And I would have to help the maids with trash and stuff. I also would help them out in other ways.
You dirty boy. I mean, hey. Do what you gotta do, I guess.
I need to do like Confessions After Dark. There's some other stuff coming in I can't read.
Ooh. Like what?
I wish I could.
Can you censor him enough to get the point across?
Let's see. Tex, when I was younger, I worked in the local hospital. And there was a linen closet that had a lot of rumor associated with it.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it at that, Cheyenne.
I think I can fill in. I can fill in the gaps from there. Thanks. Classic linen closet.
Let's see. Text. I worked at Hooters and my employee kept hooking up. Nobody figured it out until she had a baby.
Hooking up with who? You?
I
need more. Guys, we need more detail. You leave me hanging.
I know. I mean, this is one of those, themes that, you know, when you hear spicy workplace rumors, you know that there's going to be some juicy stuff coming
yes.
in. But, I mean, there's only so much stuff we can actually put out on the radio, so.
That's true. And also, it's one of those topics where you have to supply some detail.
Yeah.
Like, we need, there are details you can't leave out.
I know, but I mean, imagine, you know, the Campbell Nation, you know, it's a spicy workplace where you can't put out too many details, otherwise,
that's
somebody's going to figure it out, right?
That's true.
You're already nervous texting in, like, gosh, I hope I don't get caught. Send. You know?
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been nothing there that we've read that somebody can get in trouble over.
Yeah. I think y'all are pretty good. I think it's okay.
Yeah, but again, like, there's stuff that came in that I can't read, you know?
Well, just hand me that piece of paper.
I mean, we were on a rock radio station? Yeah, for sure. We would.
But we're not. We're family friendly here, guys.
Yeah, we're family friendly. Every now and then we kind of, you know, touch the line a little bit, and then we, you know, get shocked and head on back this way.
We scurry backwards
yeah,
it's
like
real
a, like
quick.
A, like a dog on a shock collar at that invisible fence. You figure it out, and then you head on back. Hey, thank you for those texts today, by the way. Coming up next hour at 9:20, we're going to announce another name for the Country Thunder Holler Pack. It's your shot to win a pair of four-day passes to Camel Country Thunder, which is coming up next month out in Florence. Now, if we don't have your name yet, we can't announce your name. So head off to KMLE1079.com and get in the win and get ready to holler back at us at 9:20 here on Camel.
From the Lerner and Rowe Injury Attorneys Traffic Center, wet roadways all around the valley this morning, guys. Fortunately, no accidents to mention this time around, but I...
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Thank you. Well, at some point in all of our lives, we've sat in our hometown and wished we had a certain restaurant, right? Maybe it was one that you grew up on. Maybe it was one that you had while you were on vacation. You were like, oh man, it'd be so great to have that here in the valley, here in Tempe and Phoenix and Mesa, filling the valley city. I fill in the blank with the valley city you live in. And then it happens, you know, I'm in and outs here. You got Whataburger here. You've got
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is a great one.
Yeah.
There is a new franchise, a new restaurant coming to town. I've never heard of this. So, I mean, this is something that I didn't know I wanted. It's a Kansas City-based island food restaurant. It's called Hawaiian Brothers.
Ooh.
Okay, they're coming to town. You know, and that kind of got me thinking, what are we missing? Like, I never heard of that. So, I mean, like I said, it could have been one of those things, like, I didn't know I really wanted it. And here
yeah.
it is. You know?
Yay right.
for Hawaiian Brothers. But what are we missing here in the valley? When we grew up in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, grew up in Yakima, Washington, which you're missing pretty much every restaurant there.
Yeah, pretty much. We got an Arby's.
An Arby's, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Yep.
Boom, you're good to go. I grew up in the Seattle area, you know? So, I think Chick-fil-A had just started being built when I moved. You know, several years ago.
I didn't even know they had a Chick-fil-A up there at all.
One in Bellevue. They have Dick's Hamburgers up there, which I love Dick's Hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
That would be great to have one of those down here, but that's a Pacific Northwest staple. But what are we missing here? What chains are we missing here in the valley? I feel like we're pretty much covered chain restaurant-wise, right?
You want to know what we don't have that us Pacific Northwesterners have? That I would love to have is a taco time.
Yeah, but it's got to be the Taco Time Northwest. There's Taco Times in Eastern Washington and
that are
Oregon that are not the same ingredients as the Taco Time that you're referring to.
It's got to be like the Seattle West Washington Taco Times.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what Taco Time is, you're missing out. They have like these crunchy burritos that are so good.
Yeah, it's like an upper scale Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
It's upper scale. Like, it's like you got Taco Bell down here, and then you got like the people that want to pay for good quality food, and then go to Taco Time. Okay, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I think that'd be great. But again, Pacific Northwest staple.
Yeah,
right. Is there a national chain that we're missing here in the Valley?
Oh.
Because like I already listed some off: Whataburger, In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King. Yeah. We got all of those.
Those don't count.
You know, because, I mean, growing up in the Pacific Northwest, they don't have In-N-Out. The nearest In-N-Out is in Oregon. You know, so nobody in Washington State knows what In-N-Out's all about.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. But that's a great question, because I do feel like on a national chain scale, we have pretty much everything.
Waffle House, we have that. That's the text that came in.
Yep, we have that.
So go seek that out. that's here.
Like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First Watch is a great little brunch spot. I know that I had that for the first time in Nashville. So when I moved here to the Valley to see that they had First Watch here, that was pretty cool.
I didn't even know that was a national chain.
Yeah, national.
I had no idea. So good, though.
All right. Hit us up, Camel Nation. What are we missing here in the Valley? What do we need? What do we need to start a petition and, you know, get a hold of a PR guy to get here in the Valley? Text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I just got a text message from Jelly Roll Cheyenne. Says y'all need to be listening for the holler back. The Country Thunder holler back's coming up at 9:20. We're going to announce another name. If that name is yours, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. You get in before the 10-minute buzzer. It's kind of a phantom buzzer. It's not really like, we don't have like bells and whistles that go off in here, but you know, we just look at the clock and...
And then we go...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that person lost down. That sucks. But yeah, get it before that buzzer. And you'll win a pair of four-day passes to Camel Country Thunder. If we don't have your name yet, head to our website, KMLE1079.com. And let me text Jelly Roll back and let him know that I passed that along to everybody. Okay.
Tell him to have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day, Jelly Roll. All right, so there's a new restaurant coming to town. It's called Hawaiian Brothers. You know, I've never heard of this. And this is the restaurant that we never knew that we wanted to have here in the Valley. But what else is missing here in the Valley? You know, I mean, it seems like we do have most of the chains. White Castle's here. In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, Whataburger. I mean, all those burger places. Like, if you grew up in the Pacific Northwest or elsewhere in the country, you wished to have an In-N-Out.
Yeah, you really do.
And now you live here and you don't go nearly as often as you thought you would.
I think I can count on both hands the amount of times I've been to In-N-Out since I moved here.
Yeah, literally right down the road from my house. And I've probably been there like maybe a handful of times.
The line is just so long. I'm not waiting in
it. I mean, it's good. It's a nice little cheat meal. It's a nice little, you know, it's nice and great. But they do say it's like one of the healthiest fast food restaurants, though.
Yeah, it is.
Which is crazy.
I don't know why, but it is.
Well, I mean, when you got a whole bunch of crap, there's cream that comes to the top of the crap, right? You know, when it's crap food.
In the scale of bad, it's not as bad.
It just kind of floats to the top. It's a little lighter than the rest of it. But what are we missing here in the Valley? What restaurants do we need? There is a lot of Bojangles coming up, which I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
I Googled it. It's like chicken sandwiches, fried chicken sandwiches. They look really good.
Okay. So like Popeyes?
Kind of, yeah.
But it's more
Bojangles.
Somebody says it's like a North Carolina thing.
It sounds like something that would come from that side of the country, yeah.
Text with the 602 Fuddruckers, which I think we already have one of those.
Yeah, we have one. I know there's one on the Superstition Springs in Mesa, for sure. And I think it's the one that yesterday.
There's one over there.
Yeah, right next to the Black Angus.
Texted the 623 Arctic Circle. Which that is, one of those in your hometown.
Yes.
I even though I lived there, we did radio there for a couple of years, I never went there. I've never been to Arctic Circle.
They have, hands down, well, at least in Yakima, the best fry sauce in Yakima.
But is it only in Yakima or is it elsewhere?
I don't know.
Texted the 520 A&W. There's a lot of Round Table pizzas coming in.
Oh.
Round Table's good. You know what we need is a Godfather's.
Which, where did I see? Did we have one?
We had one. Well, we had one in Yakima.
Well, I know. They Godfather's Pizza. I swear I saw one.
Ooh. You got, if you find a Godfather's Pizza,
they have, there's one at Buckeye. Godfather's Pizza Express.
Okay, maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. We're going, I'm not driving out.
Mayor, Arizona and Eloy, Arizona. So they got them in like the Love's Travel stops.
Oh.
But they have the best. And I don't know if these expresses have them, but the taco pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I don't think I've had a taco pizza since the Godfather's in my hometown shut down. Oh, that sounds so good.
I texted the 623 Burgerville.
That is like a Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington chain.
Okay. Texted the 480 Wiener Schnitzel, which I thought we already had those.
We have Wiener Schnitzels all over the place.
Texted the 224 Steak Shake.
Oh,
they have them in Vegas.
They have them in California, too. I like Steak and Shake.
So that, I think that of all of them, of all the ones that we've got, that's kind of like one of the big chains we don't have here yet.
Oh, I would love to have a Steak and Shake. They have great milkshakes. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, they got Shake in their name. I'd hope that the milkshake is good.
Well, that's not going to be just like totally just bombed.
But it's a burger joint, right?
Yeah,
it's
they're like steak burgers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!